This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Both Jesus Christ and the Apostles warned Christians about worldliness, although the King James Version never uses the word worldliness. In his parable of the sower, Jesus tells us that some of the seed fell among the thorns. He explains what he meant by the thorns. They that fell among the thorns are they, which when they have heard go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit unto perfection. Luke 8:17-14. Would not cares, riches, and pleasures constitute worldliness? What did Paul have in mind when he warned the Roman Christians? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. Paul uses the word worldly in his letter to Titus. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Titus 2:11-12. Most Christians are surely familiar with these words. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 2:15. The tense of the verb love, agapao in the Greek, is present active imperative. It signifies either to stop loving the world or not to get in the habit of loving the world. There surely is no difficulty in understanding the word love, but what does John mean by the word world? Is he speaking of the material universe? I have serious doubt about that. After all, this material universe is God's creation. But if we make a God of this celestial ball, as some of the so-called environmentalist activists have done, such worship would constitute worldliness. We must worship God, not His creation. Paul strongly condemns worshiping the creation rather than the Creator. Romans 1:25. John does not use the word world of human beings. Jesus unquestionably had in mind the world of men when he said, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:16-17. We are not just to love those who love us. We are to love all people, just as God does. Our Lord even demands that we love our enemies, do good to them who hate us and despitefully use us and persecute us. Matthew 5:44. Loving others is not one option among many. It is an absolute requirement. It ought to be obvious that John uses the word world as we use the word worldliness. James explains the meaning of worldliness. You adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. James 4:14. James does not use the word love in reference to the world. He uses the word friendship, but I seriously doubt there is any fundamental difference. John charges his readers not to love the world, neither the things that are in the world. He outlines in verse 16 what he means by things that are in the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. If we love these things and devote our lives to them, the love of God does not dwell in us. The expression, the love of God, does not refer to God's love for us, but our love for Him. The Greek is called objective genitive and suggests that the object receives the action. John outlines what it means to love God. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. 1 John 5:2-3. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.